Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
Good morning on this Wednesday. I'm not going to call it hump day because it's dumb and because one of you sent me a warning tweet about it. So I'll just say to the guy on the show, the executive producer, Pretty Daddy RTY, that's what it is now, on social media, happy Wednesday in about 20 minutes. Thank you for listening. Happy Wednesday to you wherever you are. Phone number, toll free, doesn't cost you a dime. Or a penny, or a nickel, or a dollar, 855-212-4CBS, Twitter, Sports Writer, Sports R-E-I-T-E-R. Colorado's in some trouble. Deion Sanders, you know what? You know where you sort of, where you're skeptical about something or somebody, and you feel really good about your skepticism, and then everybody tells you what an idiot you are, and you start to see the shine of, let's say, it's, I don't know, Bernie Madoff or Bitcoin or the girl who was the nursing student who lived next to you your sophomore year of college that you ended up dating. I'm just throwing out some random, not personal examples. And then you look back and you think, I should have trusted my first instinct. It's starting to feel like Colorado football. We'll get into why in a little bit. Henry, my son, is coming for somebody here on the show, and it ain't me. I'll explain that. I did fill out my awards ballot yesterday, so for those, not annoying, you know what? Remarkably focused individuals trying to piece together the ballots will give you some of my actual official votes in a little bit. Jared Greenberg from NBA on TNT and NBA TV. Say that five times fast. I know I can't. I could barely say it one time slow. We'll be here in an hour. We've got by ourselves. Patrick Mahomes had something, I think, really interesting and candid to say about his legacy. And maybe legacy is the wrong word. His career and where it is and maybe where it's going. We'll get into all of those things. There's nothing quite as difficult to watch in sports for me and as clarifying on maybe what you've taken for granted as the end of greatness. And I mean real and absolute greatness. I can remember, tennis guy here, Roger Federer, was it Wimbledon? Just getting humiliated by some random guy. Herkowitz? I don't even know his name. That's how random it was. I can remember a time when I used to watch the Masters, which obviously just concluded, and actually believe Tiger Woods might still have a chance. That's long, long over. Long done. You can go through so many examples of all-time greats or great teams that captured your imagination, that were so dominant, so great, that you took for granted their greatness. And when suddenly the mighty Casey struck out in front of you, you really didn't know what to make of it. Now, for me, I'm old enough for this. The prime example is Michael Jordan in Washington, D.C., being, well, a ball-hogging mortal who couldn't win anymore. To a lesser degree, Kobe Bryant comes to mind on the NBA side. That last year in Los Angeles. There's so many examples. I mean, for those of you also old enough, Jerry Rice, you got to be a quarterback, I think, to be the best football player of all time, but I'm not sure I've ever seen a football player like Jerry Rice. but at the end of his career, he was just a guy. And that's what hit me last night. I think hit everybody that stayed up for it. It was a late game. Those of you on the East Coast probably did not. Watching the Warriors lose to a, by the way, fairly injury-plagued Sacramento Kings. It wasn't just the loss in the 9-10 play-in, although it was a loss. It wasn't just the beatdown. The final score was 118-94, although that certainly played a role. It isn't just the fact the Warriors' season is now over. They're done. They're finished. I had to explain to my son, Henry, who's coming for Tommy. We'll talk about that a little bit later. That they're done. Steph Curry and company are over. Although that played certainly a significant factor. And it wasn't just the fact that it was in shockingly humiliating fashion because the stars who were supposed to step up and help Steph Curry couldn't do it. Steph was alone and overwhelmed. And Steph sometimes, last year in a Game 7 against the Kings, by the way, in Sacramento, playoff series, but similar situations. Steph went off for 50 just to lift his team up. But in this game, Steph could only score 5 points in the first half. He had 17 in the second half. Didn't get any help. Klay Thompson literally did not have a point yesterday. One of the three pillars of that dynasty couldn't even support the notion of getting a point to salvage his own self-respect. Draymond Green's line, if you want to look at it, was fine, I guess. Stepped out of bounds on a crucial play and just didn't have it. And there are huge decisions coming for the Golden State Warriors in the offseason. Klay Thompson, the big one, his contract is up. Where does he go? What does he do? What you saw last night is probably the end of the Golden State Warriors. And I was on live TV last night directly after the game. I was over on CBS Sports HQ, and my guy John Gonzalez, he's one of my two tri-hosts, co-hosts on the Beyond the Arc podcast. By the way, we've been doing this, but for the first time, we are live on CBS Sports Network today at 2 Eastern. So if you want to watch a great NBA podcast and or see whether my internet holds up now that we're going to be doing a live TV show that's important, check it out, CBS Sports Network, 2 o'clock Eastern. And on Twitter everywhere, and John, everybody said Warriors Dynasty is over. Warriors Dynasty is over. And they came to me, they asked me what I thought, and I think they expected me to say, you're right, the Warriors Dynasty is over. But I wasn't willing to do it last night, and I said this on the air, I want time to process it. I want time to think about it. Maybe because I've learned to be cautious, having once written a column in, I don't know, 12 years ago, after the Giants, I don't remember what year it was, after the Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl for the second time, I wrote a great column. You think you're mad at me, Knicks fans, for my Jalen Brunson take? I wrote a great column, maybe this is the end of the Tom Brady dynasty. And it turned out, breaking news, it sure wasn't. We can overreact to these things. But I woke up this morning understanding that the dynasty as it's been defined and the idea of a triumvirate of Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson or even a Steph Curry-led team with two sidekicks who can step up in those moments, it's over, it's done, it's dusted. And normally you see these things in retrospect. You look back and there were signs that of course this was coming. And the big one here is the Bob Myers, who I think is probably, I probably shouldn't take shots at Bob Myers since he's in the business and he's a nice guy, but I'm just going to tell you what I actually think all the time. I think Bob Myers is grossly overrated. I think Steve Kerr is grossly overrated. I think Klay Thompson and Draymond Green have been grossly overrated for the last few years. Less so Draymond, he is important. I think it's, as a buddy of mine likes to say, all number 30. It's all Steph Curry. Was Jerry Krause the greatest GM in the history of the NBA in the 90s? No, he wasn't as bad as Jordan made him out to be, but you know what he was? He was a product of Michael Jordan. And Steph Curry's ability to band-aid over some of these decision-making mistakes, the deterioration of his stars, the lack of development of his young players, it just came to an end because Steph Curry's not 26 or 27 anymore. He's 10 years older than that. So yes, the dynasty is over as we knew it. And maybe we should reframe how we think about a Warriors dynasty, because nobody says about LeBron, is his dynasty over? And the Lakers won last night. They got some help from a Zion injury. We'll talk about in a little bit. So the Lakers had the wonderful gift. They've won the booby prize, the trapdoor prize of playing the Denver Nuggets in the playoffs in the best of seven series. But here's the thing. I don't think LeBron's going to win that series. I don't think the Lakers are going to win that series. But if it happened, it wouldn't be the most shocking thing on the face of the earth, all right? because he's LeBron James. And let's just say, for sake of argument, I know it's not going to happen, that LeBron James somehow and the Lakers beat the Nuggets and made a run and won an NBA championship. It wouldn't be the continuation of a dynasty. It'd just be LeBron being LeBron. That's the best case scenario for Steph Curry going forward. You can still maybe build a winner around Steph, because Steph is still Steph. How much longer remains to be seen. But it is time to let Klay Thompson go. They probably won't, because they're going to be married to the idea of what he was. But it's time to let him go. It is certainly time to consider trading Draymond Green. And the Detroit Pistons are an organization that might have some interest, because Draymond could go back home. That's the betting favorite if he goes somewhere else. It was already time to move on from Chris Paul. Look, this isn't really the reason, but I'll take any victory lap I can take. When I said bringing in Chris Paul means it's not going to work, I did text some friends last night, and I felt pretty good about it, even though it's not very nice and highly borderline inaccurate. I'm going to give it to you because it made me laugh, and also maybe it's, you know, maybe it's good. Chris Paul is undefeated at being defeated. Get rid of that guy and his huge contract. He'll be somewhere else. He'll be a league minimum guy in L.A. as a backup, whatever. Good for him. See you later. Take care. Steph Curry is the only constant. And Steve Kerr, so this is a loss that marks the end of something that was already over. And part of the reason they went too far, and I'm okay with it. We talk about this all the time in football. This was the context of Aaron Rodgers and other guys. Should you err on the side of going, giving up too soon or giving up too late? You should err on the side of giving up too late. Because you never know what greatness can do. And the price of that philosophy and that approach is that you're going to get embarrassed. And there's going to come a point where you wake up, and instead of being me or you, you're Mike Dunleavy Jr., you're in charge of this debacle, and it's, oh, man. We were finished when the season started, and I got to make decisions. But the upside is maybe you get a miracle. 2 years ago, when the Warriors won an NBA championship against the Boston Celtics, we thought it was the continuation of a dynasty. No, no, no. It was a dynasty that should have ended, that Steph Curry, through his own magic, breathed life into for one last miraculous run. That's what it was. It's over now. And I think you can hear that in Steve Kerr, the head coach's voice, where after the game, and you'll hear this, but Kerr, the main question for the Warriors in their press conferences was basically what comes next.
This is life. This is how it works. You don't get to stay on top forever. So what happens this summer and going into next year, we'll worry about that later. Right now, I'm just thinking about our guys and how committed they were this year, the connection they had, the effort they put in to put us in a position to at least have a chance. And we clearly weren't good enough.
You can't stay on top forever. Last night, part of my hesitation to say the Warriors dynasty is over, because I do get a little worried that when everyone's saying the same thing, not everyone's thinking maybe as dispassionately as they should. And a few things occurred to me that would push back against the Warriors dynasty is over narrative. One, thing number one, the Warriors were in the 10 seed because Draymond Green acted a fool and had his shenanigans and got suspended for a bunch of games. And had he not done that, had they won at the same clip that they had won at when he was there, they would probably have been the sixth seed. They would have been in contention for the sixth seed, and my guess is they would have gotten there because they know how to win despite last night in games that matter down the stretch. That's one. Two, this was a pretty weird statistical anomaly of a night. Steph, this is how, if you could draw up, you're in a simulation or in a laboratory or you're a Scarlet Witch, John's my co-host. Tom loves the Marvel. That was insulting to Tom. I should know his name. Tom loves the Marvel shows. No, he doesn't, but he will. And you're coming up with a little magic formula. Here's what you draw up to beat the Warriors in one game. Steph Curry only has 5 points in the first half. He had a good game, but still. Klay Thompson doesn't make a single shot. A guy named Keon Ellis, do you know who that is? You probably don't. He transferred to Alabama and it's his second year in the NBA after coming out of Alabama. I had to look it up. Had 15 points and played amazing defense. I think he blocked Curry two or three times in that game. Keegan Murray said to Caitlin Clark in the Iowa to the Pros move, hold my beer. I love dropping those Iowa references. Those of you who don't like it, don't really care. Keegan Murray had 32 points. And the Kings, and I keep saying this to my co-hosts, because we talk, who's going to win the play, and this is a lock. No, it's not a lock. It'd be maybe a lock over seven games. Anything can happen. Some team gets hot. Last night, the Kings shot 46% from three-point line. So there's a world where you could say, all right, The Kings were on fire. They got help from places they shouldn't have. And the Warriors went dead cold. But I think the reality is last night just showcased, stripped bare the reality of the Golden State Warriors. The best basketball run I've seen since the Bulls. I don't know how you want to define it, dynasty or something else. And the Kevin Durant years no longer define it because they won one without him. And they won one after him. And they should have won one without him when they won 73 games. And Draymond, in retrospect, was always Draymond, sabotaging the team while also being one of its most important catalysts. This strip bare the reality that they are still good enough if they surround Steph Curry with help, and they no longer have the right help. Jonathan Kuminga was really good. We'll see what if he can continue to develop. And I know he wasn't efficient, but he was really, really athletic. They've got Trayce Jackson-Davis and some other guys who are young and interesting. Even Moses Moody, who didn't play a lot of minutes because Steve Kerr, I don't know what he's doing half the time, had a really big game, hit some huge, huge shots, one huge three in particular. But the Warriors dynasty is over not because they lost to the Kings last night. It's over because it was over a couple years ago. And Steph's at a stage now where he can't Superman this thing and do it all by himself. He needs a little help. He needs a little Justice League. Is that the right word? I don't know anything about those superheroes. Did I do that right, Tom? Is Superman in the Justice League? He doesn't know. Neither do I. 855-212-4227 is the phone number. 855-212-4227. Give us a call if you want. Warriors are done. Strip it bare. Get rid of Clay, and just let him go somewhere else. He'll go to Orlando, then eat shooting, or maybe the Thunder, veteran presence. He'll get overpaid on teams that maybe have a ceiling. I would consider trading Draymond Green. I think it depends on the return, because he still is net effective for you when he's there. Andrew Wiggins has been garbage for most of the last two seasons. I would tear this thing down to a degree. But I would hold on to Steph Curry. But yes, the Warriors dynasty is over. Not because of last night, but because it ended a couple years ago. We just didn't see it because of Curry's greatness. All right, 855-212-4227. I do need to talk about Lakers-Pelicans, playing games, Pelicans in deep trouble, Zion got hurt, why the Lakers could surprise you coming up next year on Rather Than You.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
You know what's a big regret? The time that Keanu Reeves and I hung out at 5 in the morning at LAX security line, I didn't know it was him until he left. And I was talking to him, and I was so tired. Everyone goes, "That was Keanu Reeves." And I thought, oh, that's too bad.
You could have been in the John Wick movies.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
As an extra who's eating ice cream? Is that my role?
On the Infinity Sports Network.
Welcome back into the show. Bill Ryder with you. Thank you for being here. Phone number 855-212-4227. Twitter sports writer, or because this is Writer Than You. See, that's the initials of that are RTY. If you follow along, I know you are. Let me just tell you why I'm saying that. at Pretty Daddy RTY. Tom, can I admit something that I did to you that I knew was jerkish, but it made me laugh?
Oh, go on.
You ready?
Yeah.
There were two. Did you know that there were two play-in games yesterday that were kind of significant in the sports world?
I did.
Are you aware there's not a lot going on in sports right now otherwise?
I would agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. And you're a sports producer.
I would also agree with that.
So the Warriors-Kings game was outstanding, not in the sense that the game was good, but in the sense that you just had a sense of watching the end of something. The curtain was closing on something significant, and it was late, and I was angry at the universe for how late it was. And I don't know what time it was, 9:30 at night or 10 at night my time. And I added 3 to that because that's how you get New York time. I don't know if you knew that. I got out the calculator, and then I opened it, but then I actually opened my alarm, so I had to go back to the calculator, and I did 10 plus 3, and I got 1, and I had to realize, wait, no, that's not right. It's 13. I had to do the—okay. Got to 1 a.m., and I texted you, are you still awake, knowing that you were never going to be awake. And we'd missed your if I may use a dad term, your potty break. We'd already just blown past that, too.
Right. Not only was I sleeping, I had already gone to the potty.
The potty.
Yeah, it was about 12:30 a.m. Eastern.
Let me tell you what I didn't anticipate when I was 26 and I didn't have kids. That I'd be talking to someone who calls himself Pretty Daddy Writer Than You on his Twitter saying, did you miss your potty break? Parenting. Wow.
Comes at you fast.
So you didn't get to see the game. It was pretty intense.
I made it to halftime. I made it to halftime. I was surprised that when I awoke that the Warriors made it as close as they did at one point in the second half. But, yeah, it wasn't.
You didn't make it to halftime. You woke up
yes,
at halftime and looked
no,
at your
no,
phone.
No. I made it to halftime, my friend. I made it to halftime. That was about a little after 11:30-ish, 11:20-ish.
Can I tell you a dirty little secret?
Oh, boy.
If I didn't host a daily podcast on the NBA called Beyond the Arc, and if I didn't have this job, and I wasn't doing HQ hits, so there's a lot of obstacles I would have gone to sleep to. And the game was good. The Warriors played like garbage in the first half, and were still close enough. You thought, oh, they're gonna win. And then it all fell apart. So I'm sorry. I tell you that text knowing. Was it, are you awake? Are you wild? I knew you weren't.
I woke up to a bit of a smirk on my face because I had a feeling that's what it was. But, you know, I thought maybe you just wanted to be friends.
Also thought maybe you were awake. Maybe you were just, burning the midnight oil.
I don't think you did.
That's a great expression because my understanding is back in the day, you had to burn oil to have light before electricity. And if it was midnight, it was the midnight oil.
Makes sense.
Do you think in 200 years when AI is doing it for us, people say, flipping the midnight switch. People say, what's a switch? And some guy will have this exact same conversation.
I don't think anyone's going to have this exact same conversation.
I got to warn you about something. Henry heard yesterday that whatever I was saying that he could. You said he should come on the show. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So yesterday Henry said, I really want to. Can I? And I said, well, we could probably do that, and we'll find a time. And we missed, bring your kid to work day. And he said, what would we talk about? And I said, well, I was thinking about it. Like, okay, we could talk about your soccer, and we could talk about your favorite players. He's like, yeah, LeBron and Steph, yeah. And we can talk about what you think about Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers, right? We're just talking. And he goes, yeah, and I'm going to roast Tom. And I go, you're going to what? He goes, I'm going to roast Tom. I'm going to get him. And I go, I'm very proud, but I go, Henry, let's not roast Tom. Let's be nice to Tom. Tom's an adult. We're going to be respectful of Tom. And Henry's like, yeah, but I'm going to roast him.
Why is Henry coming for me?
He must listen to the show. I don't know.
Fair enough.
All right. Pelicans staged a great comeback last night against the Lakers. Had a chance to win that play-in game. Last night, Lakers, Pelicans, loser still alive. So it was to play the Nuggets. So it's almost, if the Pelicans, who lost, beat the Kings on Friday, they're actually in better shape because they get to play the Thunder, but you're taking a pretty big risk. And there's a real question about whether or not that's even a realistic possibility because we don't know if Zion's going to play. Zion Williamson went out with a few minutes left in a really close game. This poor guy, 70 games he played this year, 40 points last night, was an absolute beast. And not only that, he was bullying the hell out of LeBron James. I had so many buddies in L.A. hit me up. Is LeBron purposely the Magruder film? Is he losing on purpose? And then you started texting me, you thought LeBron was throwing the game. And I think I said to you fairly unequivocally, you're being stupid. Stop it. Right?
Yeah, along those lines, you hate me. Stop it. All that. Yeah.
And then you sent me a Twitter, whatever, tweet, an X marks the dump spot or whatever, of my guy Greg Bergman, who's a Lakers fan and a assistant program director of ESPN LA here. And then I started blowing him up, and I literally, hey, Greg, stop it. You're encouraging the worst impulses in D-cell. And then he got into it with me. And then I started to watch, and LeBron was, by the way, can I just say this? Can I, because he's my friend, I think I can go after John Gonzalez. LeBron did not have an amazing game. 29-9, but 6-20. Come on. All right. Just correcting the record. LeBron was garbage in the fourth quarter. He wasn't throwing the game. Oh, the more I watched it, I'm like, that's a weird pass. That's a weird pass. you guys, he was 1 of 8 in the fourth quarter. I think he got exhausted. And I think the Lakers are losing that game, and then Zion goes down. So it's a weird outcome. It's a weird outcome. The Lakers didn't really deserve it, but Zion had to exit stage right in that case, and he was pissed off, and he threw a towel, and now we know it's a hamstring, and his reaction and the fact he didn't come back makes me very skeptical he's going to play on Friday, but we'll have to wait and see. You really think LeBron was throwing the game? They're not going to risk elimination.
When I saw that tweet from someone I know you respect, someone I know you like, my eyes lit up like it was Christmas morning. I couldn't wait to send that to you. Listen, do I think he threw the game? No, but I know he knows it was in their best interest to lose that game.
If it was in their best interest to lose the game, they would have lost the game. He knows that while Denver's not easy, the possibility you're going to lose on Friday and have your season be over is higher. Okay. By the way, let me just say something about liking Greg. I like you. I just don't like half the things you say sometimes. The same can be true with Greg Bergman or anybody else.
My eyes almost popped out of my head when I saw that.
You were so gleeful. You were just over the top gleeful. It was ridiculous.
You told me to go away in the text. You said go away.
Did I say go away?
Yeah, you did.
Good for me, because I felt it. I didn't realize I got that candid. By the way, Zion had a very similar situation to Steph Curry, in the sense that he did not get any help from his guys, or at least his co-stars. Brandon Ingram's got a little bit of an excuse because he was out with injury. He came back for the final regular season game on Sunday and played 23 minutes, and he was 4-12 last night. He was awful. What is CJ McCollum's excuse? CJ McCollum's a veteran. He has had real playoff experience. He's the guy on that team who's had playoff success. He's made a conference finals back in the day with the Portland Trailblazers. And even the losses McCollum had when he played with Lillard in Portland would be against the Warriors. And it'd be brutal, be first round or second round. But that kind of experience should at least steel you a little bit, calm the nerves. Guy was 4 of 15. Those dudes were 8 of 27 combined. They were so bad. Now, Trey Murphy, the third. What a great – I wish I was a third. I once thought I was a third because my mom or somebody told me, oh, yeah, there was another William Joseph Ryder, and I like would put 3 by my signature. Then I found out later that, like, there wasn't. It was just 3 little chicken scratches, so nobody even – it was just for me. But I'm not a third. I'm the second. Okay. But I just go by Bill or Ryder than you. Anyway, Trey Murphy, the third, hit some huge shots, and Alvarado was really impressive, including defensively. But on offense, it was basically the Zion show. And it was such a bummer and so unfair. Because we haven't seen that coming out party from Zion. Not like that. Not in that stage. Not against LeBron. Such a bummer. The Pelicans, for stretches this year, were good enough to make a deep run. And I said, I think on this show, and I certainly said on Beyond the Arc, and I said on CBS Sports HQ, what else should I name drop? I said at my local coffee shop to a random person who didn't care. I don't think there's anywhere on earth where they care less about the NBA than a frou-frou coffee shop, by the way. Like, hey, do you want the orange caramelized? Yeah, did you see LeBron? Who? Did he order something before you? It's amazing. These ecosystems where I just, you know. Phil Bider, we got your coffee? Yeah?
Did you go with a coupon this time?
No, I got an app I got to get. Apparently, I get a free. I've changed coffee shops, by the way, from the tip place to a new place. But now I just tip the new people because the coffee's better. And they never ask.
It's better, but it costs like $13, right?
It's not cheap. It's not $13. But it's not $3. Yes. I'm actually going broke from coffee. I actually looked at my credit card yesterday and got really mad at everybody in my house. Then realized they were just mad at me. Like, oh, that's me. Do you ever have that happen? Madeline Henry Lorio. Oh, that's me. I am a hypocrite.
Somebody clean this up.
The Pelicans are one of those teams, and I said this everywhere, including the coffee shop. There are five teams that can come out of the play-in that are good enough, maybe six, that were good enough to make a run to a conference finals. It would depend on matchups and health and various things, but it's all the teams not named the Bulls and the Hawks. The Sixers are good enough. The Heat are good enough. They play tonight. I think the Warriors, then there are stats that would have backed this up. Last night didn't back it up. They're obviously out. The Lakers aren't going to do it because they're playing Denver, so that's not going to happen. I do think the Kings, I guess, are a question mark. They're probably not good enough. Maybe I should make it five. The Pelicans were, though, and are, over stretch of the season. So it's probably done because it's hard to believe Zion's going to be, A, healthy for Friday's game and, B, durable over the course of the playoffs if he plays and or they win without him. But that's a pretty good basketball team, and there's a lot riding on that Friday game. All right, 855-212-4227. I didn't do this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to give you a little update on my ballot. I did my NBA official awards ballot. I'm one of the 102 voters, and I had some really brutal decisions. I had to either totally insult Jalen Brunson or Jason Tatum. One of them got totally hosed by me. Not because of me, just because of the system. I'll tell you who I let down through no fault of my own after we get a sports flash from Andrew Bogish.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
It's a rule. There's always lemons in the house. It's a fact. Every house has a lemon in its fridge, if it's well run.
On the Infinity Sports Network.
All right, welcome back into the show. Bill Ryder with you. Thanks for hanging out. All right, we got a plea for help for Tom from that guy. Tweets at me. Sorry for the late response to this. By the way, it's okay. Tom changing his Twitter handle to PrettyDaddyRTY, stands for Ryder Than You, left all of us a bit flummoxed in processing. Tom, you ready for this?
Nope.
Yeah, you are. Sorry for the late response to this, but I have been out of pocket this week and finally caught up on the pod. Bill, you need to give a little to Tom. Oh, be a real friend. I'm going to try. He is crying for help. He went all in on your friendship with his name change on X. Tom, I feel chastened. I feel shame. I'm glad that guy called me out. Thank you for your commitment to our friendship. I will hang out with you in New York next week.
I'm looking forward to it.
How about we... I'm being Stanford a lot. So what... I think they have really good pizza. How does maybe 4 or 5 sound for an early dinner in Stanford. Oh, you know what? Stanford actually has one of the best – oh, we'll go there. One of the best Italian restaurants I've ever been to. Did you know that Stanford, Connecticut is like an Italian spot?
Known for their pizza as well.
Oh, my God. I got you. We're going for Italian. It's on me.
So you're going to bring the food from Stanford to Manhattan.
I'm going to use the credit card that will bring the food from the kitchen to the table in Stanford after you have arrived from Manhattan.
Ah.
It's an easy train. I can tell you how to do it. It's very easy.
What are we talking time-wise here?
Time to ponder our friendship.
Okay.
Lots of time. It's not bad. I mean, from where you are down there, you can make it in 2 hours, I think.
Oh, okay. Just slightly outside of my range.
If you time it right, you can make it an hour and a half.
Okay.
The question is, how quickly can you get to Grand Central, which is not easy from where you are.
No.
I know this from experience.
Right.
My advice would be take, walk over to the 4th Street, take the Q, get that as close to Grand Central as possible. I think it cuts up kind of, and then you have to sort of hoof it. You can also hoof it east to the 4, I think is what it is, and take the 4 up right into Grand Central.
Me and hoofing it, we don't really get
you
along.
Can hoof it. So we're going to hang next week.
Okay, got it.
This Bill Belichick story, that bogus reference, super interesting. It's very, very long. The gist of it, though, is that Bill Belichick did not even finish in the top 3 in the Atlanta search. That there was a vote and a process where they ranked these guys, and Bill Belichick did not finish in the top 3 in part, maybe large part, according to the reporting, because Robert Kraft, Bobby Cakes, here on the show, tanked his candidacy with a reference that was included that Belichick is not trustworthy. And there's a quote here from an anonymous person, executive, about Belichick not getting this job and thinking he woke up on that morning thinking he was getting the job, and he found out that was Raheem Morris when we all found out, according to the reporting. Can you imagine being wherever Bill Belichick is, thinking, okay, I'm going to bring my staff to Atlanta, and I promised, according to the reporting, that I'm not going to do what I did with Bobby Cakes. I'm gonna be hands off. I'm gonna work with the GM, existing executive. This will be great. I'll bring this guy and this guy, and this will be my plan. And oh, I got an alert. I wonder what it is. What? Raheem Morris is the Falcons coach? I guess I'm not. That'd be brutal. We all look for jobs, right? We all get rejected for things. Can't imagine getting a notice. CBS Sports is reporting that Bill Ryder's been passed over again. ESPN is reporting that Pretty Dandy has been passed over for the first time in his life because he's a star. But still, for this analogy, that is how this went down. Absolutely brutal. I still think it's going to be a mistake, and I've said this. I still think Bill Belichick's going to prove to be a potentially successful coach. And the many guys who got hired, what was it, 9 openings this past NFL season, Tom? 8?
Yeah, 8.
8 openings. He's going to be better than at least 3 or 4 of those, just the way the math works. Not really, Raheem Morris is a... But maybe, I mean, maybe past failures is actually by that person, by that coach, long-time assistant as well. Maybe it is the building blocks for the experience he needed. That's what he told Kraft. He'd evolved and learned to get there. I don't know. But Belichick's getting a job somewhere at some point. And I think there's a chance left success. Is he going to have Bill Belichick-level Patriots success? I don't think so. But the guy can still coach. All right. Good job, Seth Wickersham, and the other guy that wrote it with you. Seth Wickersham and I go back to our college days. He gets a shout-out. Is it Van Natta? Is that the guy that wrote the other one? He's not going to get a shout-out. 8-5, no? That was a good one. You can't push the sell button. We're not even in the segment. What are you looking at?
I'm just trying not to make eye contact.
Yeah, I know. I used to work in that studio, so when you look there, I know there's nothing there. There's not a person. There's nothing there.
Yeah. Just vast nothing. Look at that, nobody.
I did vote in my MVP ballot. I locked in my 4. I went Jokic, Shea, Luka, and Giannis, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's already done. I can't change it. I went Brunson 5 and left Tatum off my MVP ballot. I don't know what that noise. No one can see you.
Good for you. I'm happy.
Oh, really?
You. Yeah, good for
Why?
You. I'm happy. I'm happy.
Feel like the right call?
It does feel like the right call.
Yeah.
It does.
Here's something else I did, though. First team All-NBA is positionless for the first time, which means for the first time you could just insert your MVP ballot on there. However, value to me is different than excellence. I bumped Brunson off my first team All-NBA and put Anthony Davis there because I had Davis as third on my all-defensive player. So I gave him some credit for that. And Ashley Nicole Moss, this is true, one of my two co-hosts over on the old podcast I'm doing, talked me into most improved player. I was going to go, I'm trying to find it here on my thing. I was going to go with Shingun from Houston and then Maxey and Kobe White, and she made such a compelling case on the pod yesterday, really, for Tyrese Maxey. I actually made him my most improved player. Because she pointed out that the Rockets still had a run when Shingun went down, and that Maxey had to stamp in for Embiid and carry, I mean, not just improvement, but improvement to a level where he was, not that they won a bunch of games, but he kept them, their head somewhat above water. Any other of these votes you want to know, Tom? Because this is the official ballot. This is the real deal.
Can you tell me which way you went with Coach of the Year?
I went Dagnall as number one, the Oklahoma City coach. Oh, this one got a little controversial. Then I went Mosley in Orlando because I think what he did with a young team is really impressive. I was going to go Finch after that, Chris Finch, who's the Timberwolves coach, and I bumped him for Tibbs. The more I thought about it, the more I thought injuries all year long. Had to implement new guys that came in the trade deadline. Randall missed time, OG missed time. I don't think, and they finished second. Tom Thibodeau got a little love there. What else did I do? Anybody that hates me? Because sometimes I have to vote for people that just don't like me very much, but it's fine. I left Bam Adebayo and Devin Booker off my All-NBA team. For Sabonis was my last. Sabonis and Halliburton were my last ones in on All-NBA third team. So here's the order I went. I went Jokic, and this is sort of an order. Jokic, SGA, Luka, Giannis, AD, first team. Second team, Brunson, Tatum, Anthony Edwards, LeBron, Durant. Third team, Kawhi, PG, Steph. All those guys had great years, by the way. Halliburton, Sabonis. Tough. Steph was my clutch player of the year and my most improved with Tommy. It was you pretty good. But it wouldn't let me input you.
I'm noticing a bit of a theme here, Bill. I'm not hearing a lot of names from the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, Giannis was fourth in my MVP ballot, and there's not a bum of the year in the balloting. Now, there is in the show. So there is a guy, I don't know who it is, but his name rhymes with Rock Shivers, that could win that award, but it's only on this show. It's not an actual thing.
And Dame not in the running for really anything.
Let me ask you this. If Doc Rivers, did Doc Rivers win Bum of the Year last year for us?
That was Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, if Doc, by the way, Aaron Rodgers, I didn't want to bring him up, but there's a clip going around that's gotten viral, but this is from March on a podcast behind a paywall, but it certainly appears to be Aaron Rodgers saying that he thinks that HIV was created in the 80s as a conspiracy to make Fauci money. So let me just say, go away. Is that how you heard that? I didn't want to play it today. Is that how you heard that clip?
Yeah, and I'm sorry I even heard it, but yes, I'm aligned with you.
It undermines anything he would ever say. All right, going back to Rock Shivers. If Doc Rivers won Bum of the Year, what would be your willingness to go to a press conference if he came to New York, raise your hand, and ask for a comment on the honor of being the writer than you Bum of the Year?
Do I get anything in return for this?
I mean,
like a big pay raise?
You get paid to do your job. So I know that when I say to you, hey, can you pull the sound, you think to yourself, what do I get in return? It is, I guess, the social contract of being employed.
Right.
So the answer, but could we, like, would Anthony Gallo go do that?
I don't think he would.
Is there anybody who would do that in the building?
I don't think so.
That's you, then.
That's a pretty bold move to go do that.
What do you think Doc would say to you?
He'd have me removed from the press conference.
He wouldn't be removed.
I don't know. Like, look, if it was me, it'd be pretty glaring that I'm not a member of the reporting NBA media. I'm just not.
Have you been to these events? They'll credential anybody.
Right, but we're also going to, you know, you can't assume that I'm getting, one, going to get this question out clean. I'm going to stumble all over myself because I'm going to be nervous. I've never done this before in front of Doc Rivers, in front of a bunch of other people.
We'll practice. You can even make a bit of it. If you get nervous, we'll have a practice line where you go, Doc, sorry, I'm a little nervous. This is obviously a huge honor for you, and I just want to do this right. And then you ask the question.
Oh, okay. That won't make me even more nervous.
But it'll be funny. Do you understand that I'm not kidding around right now?
Yeah, I do, and that's why I'm frustrated. That's why I'm sighing repeatedly.
Actually, we could send you to the Jets to do Aaron Rodgers since he just won.
That guy doesn't
like microphones. I'm actually worried Aaron Rodgers might think he worked for Dr. Fauci or something. I don't know. Maybe he wouldn't. It makes me a little more nervous for you.
He'd make me out to be a conspiracy theory.
He would definitely have a retort, though. I think he'd say something.
Yeah, he wouldn't just ignore me. He wouldn't blow me off. He'd give me something.
We get a clip.
Yeah, we would.
I don't know if you want to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Great at the job. But the show comes first, Tom. The show comes first. I didn't even get to Colorado. Colorado, sinking ship. I'll hit it later. See, they're now recruiting on X. They're about as well run as my plan to get a comment from Rock Shivers over here. Because it does feel like Doc is an early leader to be Bum of the Year. Frankly, you are too, especially your unwillingness. How many times have you won this year, Bum of the Week?
Three.
How many does Doc have?
Also three.
Okay. So you're tied with Doc for the most.
It's not great.
But you've been on a great roll.
Yeah, it's been like 5 weeks for me.
You've been infinitely better. And I've been impressed by that.
There's only one way to go.
You've been. I gotta be nicer to you. You're pretty daddy RTY. That guy said it. You're reaching out in a request of friendship, and I return that embrace with go get a quote from Doc Rivers about being Bum of the Year. But he's got to win first. You got some time. Jerry Greenberg from NBA on TNT. He's wronger than me. What was he saying? I don't know. We're gonna find out next year on Rider Than You.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.